This is the Cross Conference Cast. Our guest is Corey Alexander, who we previously interviewed as part of the Santa Clara-Portland Rivalry Project. At the beginning of 2011, Corey traveled to Indonesia as part of the Indonesia-America Soccer Exchange Program run by the U.S. Department of State. She and former pilot teammate Rachel Rapino spent a week coaching young girls in three different cities in Indonesia. Corey recently accepted a coaching position at University of California, Berkeley, and is coaching club soccer as well as pursuing her hobby of photography. So where are you now?
I'm back in the Bay Area, so I'm in the East Bay. Okay. So kind of Martinez, which is kind of by Walnut Creek, because no one knows what Martinez is.
I know. That's where Corey Alexander's from.
Exactly. There you go.
You're our first follow-up interview, so this is really exciting.
Oh, boy. Pressure.
So you accepted a position coaching with UC Berkeley?
I did, last week.
Last week. Nice, nice.
Yeah, so it's kind of nice to be back in the home area, so it's good to be back up here.
Yeah, very, very cool. Ruth's kind of a Berkeley fan, so she's excited about that.
Yeah, I got to do some research since I've been out of the area for so long. So, but no, it's definitely, I mean, it's very close to where I grew up from. Berkeley was, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. We used to have a state practice there, and their practice field actually overlooks San Francisco and the Golden Gate Bridge, and it's pretty nice view from the practice field.
Cool. Very nice. And you're doing some club coaching for the spring and summer?
Yeah. Just trying to get, like I said, like I got back from that trip and then, you know, I was in San Diego and then did the whole abroad thing in Indonesia. And then now I'm kind of just trying to get back reconnected with a local club here and just doing private trainings and stuff. And then interviewed for this Cal position and got it, and so now I know for sure I'm going to be in the area, because before that I was still kind of figuring out, there were still thoughts of moving back up to Portland, Oregon, so now I know I'm here for the long haul for a bit.
Okay, nice. Exciting. Well, we wanted to ask you about the soccer exchange program thing. It's through the State Department, right?
Yeah, it was through the State Department. It was fully funded by them, and I think it was the fourth year they actually had done it. So they got it down now since they've done it a few times.
So how did you hear about that? How did you get involved with that?
Still back to my good old Portland connection. So Karen Willoughby, who used to be Portland's Nike representative, who I think she was involved with us in my first 2 years of college. Actually, not three, because she was at the Final Four when we won it. She has stayed in contact with me since I graduated, and she left Nike to kind of do some more nonprofit type things and spend more time with her family, and she kind of dabbles in different things now. And so she called me up and asked if I was interested in doing it while I was still down at San Diego, and I said, absolutely, like, this is a, you know, opportunity of a lifetime. Because I tried to bring different kids and coaches each year to kind of give them experience and not always pick the same people. Because it definitely is kind of a life-changing experience. So, lucky enough, I got asked to do it this year.
Cool. And you went with Portland teammate Rachel Rapino, who's also been on this program. And was that the same thing, or were you like, Rachel, hey, I'm going to Indonesia. Let's go coach some soccer.
No, Karen actually handpicks the whole group because she's the one actually, she's involved with actually going on the trip, and then she's also very involved with the grant writing process that goes into it, which I don't have to do that part, which is actually, you know, the more difficult part. I get to do the fun part and just go coach and play with the kids. But Karen knows all the high-end people in D.C. and the Sports United Foundation that also helps do the program and things, so she's kind of the mastermind. So she asked Rachel and I each separately. You know, we didn't really know each other were going, and so we kind of saw each other's names on the kind of the mass emails that we were getting. And, you know, obviously I played with her, and we both grew up in Northern California and played state team together, and I've known her probably half my life. And so it was, you know, nice to know that we'd have a fellow friend on the ship. And then actually the other coach on the ship too, is a goalkeeper that played in this area and played for the Cyber Rays that I used to go to games and watch. So I knew her as well, and I coached her this summer at the University of Oregon camps, Janine Zapara. So it was a good group. Karen tries to make sure she picks coaches that obviously are very passionate about giving back to the game. And, you know, obviously the world relations part is a big component. It's just not about going over and teaching skills. It's kind of about reaching out to another country. In this case, it's a, you know, obviously different culture, very Muslim community. And so just kind of trying to build better relations between the two countries. So Karen kind of picks you based on that, kind of what person you are, what attributes you can bring to the program. We each kind of had our own little traits that we kind of brought to the table. So but it was a great trip.
Yeah, so you spent how many days there?
The trip was a total of 8 days for the Indonesia part. We kind of tagged on a few at the end for fun's sake, vacationing, since we were already all the way across the country, or across the world. We thought it was worth, you know, maybe seeing some other parts of Asia. But the trip itself was 8 days, and we went to three different cities and ran clinics with about 100 kids at each clinic. And then there were coaches that came to the clinics as well. And we kind of would do seminars after the clinics and kind of teach the coaches kind of the basics of the licensing courses that U.S. Soccer runs. So Janine Zapara kind of taught them what's behind getting your e-license and kind of gave them some pamphlets and stuff to kind of show them how the U.S. goes about structuring our soccer development and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And so you spent around 8 days coaching. Did anything surprise you about your trip there?
Rachel and I both had never been to Asia, and so definitely getting that whole experience. Indonesia is obviously a very, it's an amazing country, and the people are very friendly and, you know, amazing people, but they're also very impoverished, and so I saw of, you know, parts of that country that, you know, I couldn't compare it to anything here in the United States that I've ever seen. And I've seen a fair amount of the U.S. So that aspect just opened your eyes. Like, it's such an amazing people, and they're so warm and friendly and welcoming and, you know, so grateful that we came over there for them. But to see, like, what they live off of and how affected they are, like, I mean, girls don't play sports there. I mean, a lot of them, we'd go up and ask them, oh, how long have you been playing? And a lot of them play futsal, but a couple of them were like, oh, I started a week ago so I could come to this clinic. So it was kind of cool to be four female coaches showing these, because it was all girls at most of the clinics. The first clinic had a set of disabled kids, and they were males, but everyone else was little kids, little girls. So it was kind of cool to show them, like, you know, how we are in the United States and how it's important for females, you know, to be strong, and it's okay to play sports and to be competitive and to do those things. And, you know, we also go to college and are smart, because academics is also a very important part of their culture. They go to school at like 6 a.m. and don't get done till like 3, and then they're expected to study a lot, and they're a very intelligent culture. So yeah, definitely just kind of learning from each other's the way you raise them things.
And do I understand right that in the summer that there'll be some, is it the coaches from Indonesia coming to America, and it'll be sort of, that's the exchange part? Or
no, actually, that's a part of it. What happens is while we're over there, we kind of take note as coaches, and we also had this awesome woman, Achi, that was kind of our little guide for the whole trip, and she was part of our partner group over in Indonesia that kind of helped get the clinics together and kind of was our liaison, and she was amazing, and she's also going to be coming over, but she helped us identify players, and we kind of picked ones out that had decent skill sets, maybe spoke a little bit of English, and then, you know, just kind of had that, you know, that little something special about them that we think that they are a good candidate to bring over to the United States, because most of those kids have never left their country. So the opportunity to bring 15 of them over to the United States is definitely going to be life-changing for them. So we identified a list of, I don't know, like 40 or so players, and then there's an interview process they have to go through with people here in the U.S. and also people in Indonesia, and then they get kind of hand-selected. And then come, I believe, June, they'll bring over 15 kids, there's going to be kids from each clinic we did, so of all the three cities, we did Jakarta, Pontiac, and Surabaya, and then they'll bring over, I think, four coaches as well was what they were trying to do. So they'll come over and they'll spend, I think, about maybe 10 days, and half of it will be in Portland and half of it will be in San Francisco. And so they'll kind of, they try to take them to, like, they went to a Gold Pride game last time they came. They'll try to take them to some kind of sporting event and then kind of take them to the sites and things. And sometimes they take them to a classroom to show them the difference of how education is run in the two different countries, things like that.
That's really cool.
And
you will be a part of the June part, too?
Yes. Karen's going to keep in touch with me. And because I didn't know where I was going to be at, but now that I kind of know that I'm probably going to be down here in the Bay Area at that time, but I'll help out with the Bay Area portion of it.
That's great.
That
is really cool. And there are photos on your Facebook page, Corey Alexander Photography, which is, they're beautiful. You look like you had a wonderful time and took some really great photos.
Yeah, there's actually, we started a Facebook page for the program because, I don't know if you've seen the social network, but all the drama that's going on with Facebook right now, Indonesia is actually the second highest country for users, for their population. And so all the kids over there are like Facebook fanatics. So they all tried to friend us on Facebook when we got back to the States, but we created a page so that all the kids could join it and then see the photos of themselves that we took at the camp. So if you search on Facebook for Indonesia Soccer, Indonesia America Soccer Exchange, you'll find the site too that has the links to the photos as well on there. And it kind of, I think it has the links to the Sports United Foundation and the heads of the program, and you can kind of find out stuff that way too.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Last time we talked to you, we talked to you about the Santa Clara Portland rivalry thing, and you were coaching with the University of San Diego. Do you have any reflections on how your season with San Diego went?
Reflections. It was a great season. I had a great time. I still keep in touch with the coaches down there and the girls as well. I get random text messages every now and again from them. Everything left on good terms. It's just I was only signed on for the fall because I was a volunteer. So it was kind of in my best interest to come back up to the Bay, come after that season. But we kind of had to fight at the end to make playoffs, and so that was tough. But we were able to make it and kind of pull it out with some a little bit of help from other teams at the end of the season, and we also helped their cause as well. And then got the playoffs, and definitely think we could have got past the first round. So the team was pretty disappointed, but that's kind of just college soccer right now. It's anybody can be anybody on any given day, which obviously you probably saw and that Portland got upset as well, which that was heartbreaking for me to watch as well. But
that was hard.
Great experience. I mean, I love the college game. I loved it as a player, and I'm really enjoying it as a coach, and that's kind of why I'm pursuing that angle as well. And just kind of going with it. I think the kids are very, it's a very important time of your life, that time frame of age you're at, that kind of 18 to 22. And I think it's really important to have, you know, good role models and people kind of just helping you out at that time. I think you can have a lot of impact on someone's life during that those 4 years.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you're good. You're a good person to fill that role. We don't want any crazy people going in there. Talking about your upcoming coaching job with UC Berkeley, do you know much about their program before you were looking at them for coaching?
I mean, like I said, growing up in the Bay Area, it's a small enough area where, you know, I grew up going to St. Mary's games, I went to Cal games, obviously went to Santa Clara games, and even some Stanford ones. So this little community here, the drives really aren't that bad. I mean, like I said, Berkeley's 20 minutes on a good day from where I grew up, so... and actually my state coach was Kevin Boyd, who used to be the Berkeley head coach. So I kind of got familiar with it via that as well. Had a few friends from high school that went to college at Cal. Knew a few girls that played soccer at Cal. So I'm definitely familiar with it. We actually never played them, though, when I was a player. So never had to compete against them. But I'm definitely familiar with the program and have had good conversations with Neil about he's been at the helm of them since 2007. So he's kind of putting his brand on the program now too, so I had to, you know, meet with him and discuss, you know, his vision of where, you know, how Berkeley's headed and things. Because, you know, they're definitely a playoff team, but the next goal is to see if we can get them back to a Final Four, because they've made three Final Fours in their history as well, and that's definitely you know, where they want to be back at, especially, you know, having the number one player in the nation last year in Alex Morgan. You know, they're definitely used to high standards now.
Yeah, definitely. And they're going to get better because they have Corey Alexander now. regarding your photographies, you've kept going with that, and it's and you did your 365 days project, and you're continuing again this year, correct?
Or... Yes, I'm trying to kind of figure out how to make it a little different. But yeah, I definitely committed to last year's, and we made sure to finish it up. And I'm trying to pursue publishing it, actually, is kind of where I'm going with that now. So it got completed, and when I went up to Portland, Oregon for Lisa Sarri's wedding, I met with the editor of the Portland magazine up there. Is a pretty big soccer fan, and I've stayed in contact with him over the years. And so I met with him to kind of talk logistics, and he offered to publish a couple pages of my work in the next magazine they're going to do come June. And then he's also going to help me. We're discussing possibly doing a project where we publish my book of all the photos and the little blurb that I write. But then we're going to do it through the university. And so whatever proceeds come in, you know, not saying it's going to be obviously a bestseller of any means, but the small profit it might bring, we're going to see if we can turn it back into a women's soccer scholarship. So it'll kind of be a, you know, more of a philanthropy thing, trying to create, you know, good relations as far as alums are always going to give back to their university, and obviously I care a lot about that school, and so hopefully it all works out.
That's really sweet. I like that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Really cool. Let's see. Well, Ruth, did you have any questions?
You covered the Cal stuff for me. I don't know. I'm really looking forward to having another perspective on that. Just because it seems like they have had a lot of turnover in coaching in, I don't know, the past 2 or 3 years. I'm really interested in having a chance to possibly be more invested in that since Corey's going to be there.
Ouch. To kind of speak to their defense, they've been a little bit unlucky in the last few years because I know one of the assistant coaches they had. I grew up playing with Tracy Hamm. She needed to pursue grad school. She has a passion that she wants to get into kind of sports administration, and so she decided to move over to Boston. So she left on good terms. She played for Cal. She loves Cal, but she knew, you know, for her long term goal, she needed to go to grad school. And then as far as the recent two that left, Kelly Lindsay, who actually was one of my coaches at Sky Blue. And then Libby Bassett, they both, again, like, these careers came up that were, you know, their once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, and they just, you know, had to take them despite, you know, not wanting to leave something they cared a lot about. So Libby's actually going to Africa to save the world, I believe. And I heard Kelly's moving back to Chicago and going to get into some kind of, I don't know if it was life skills or life coaching or something not necessarily soccer-related, but she's very passionate about it, so... I definitely wish them the best, but I know the team is definitely looking for some stability, but I think they're still doing really well.
That's cool.
That wasn't a slam against them. I was just, you know.
I just wanted to clarify for you as well.
Well, thank you for that.
Going along with your, I know when we spoke last, you had mostly recovered from, but are you still... on the road to that, or
you... No, I'm recovered. I'm good. I mean, as a goalkeeper coach, you've got to be pretty healthy because you're shooting every day against kids. So you got to be good to go. But no, I'm back. Obviously, I was disappointed that the Pride folded because that was definitely one of my, you know, goals was to possibly come back and try and get on that team. So right now, I know I'm looking for some stability and not having to necessarily be as inconsistent with some of the. It's hard to be in the soccer world sometimes as far as stability goes, monetarily and things. So they're starting up two pro teams in the WPSL this season as well that are going to be West Coast-based. One's going to be in L.A. and one's going to be in the Bay Area. And it's going to be no college kids on the teams because it's going to be technically paid. So I have that in the back of my mind. There's a possibility if I can make it work, I might try to play on one of those teams this summer. Obviously the Bay Area team, because I'm going to be located here working with the college. So that's still a possibility, but it's not my main goal at the moment due to the fact that, you know, I'm definitely loving coaching and there's just more stability in that. And my family means a lot to me. It's good to be back in the area and be around them and things like that.
Well, that's really cool. I'm hoping to see you again, in Minding the Net. Thank you so much for talking to us, Corey. Best of luck in coaching this season, and we're really looking forward to seeing how Cal does this year.
All right. Well, I bet. Farther than last year.
Yeah. Are there any links other than you have CoreyAlexander.com?
Yeah, that's the photography site.
Yeah, and then your Twitter. Is there anything else we can pimp for you?
Any other form of social networking? Yeah, my Twitter's Corey_Alexander. Mm-hmm. And then I have a photography Facebook page, like you said. It's just Corey Alexander Photography. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I'm on. I can't really think of anything else.
Cool. But, yeah. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. We'll catch up again later.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah, always a pleasure. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Don't ask me why. This love.